and the slowdown together with overvalued stock market felt a correction to me. Not a bear market yet, unless something bad is going to happen. But I believe that Nasdaq will suffer. Some of the stocks will do all right, but I think we're ready for a correction. I can show you a couple of charts.
Dennis, what's going on? How are you doing?
Good, how are you, Andy? Good to see you.
Doing good. You're looking good. You're looking healthy. You're eating your spinach.
Thank God. The weather is nice. I went camping this weekend, so yeah.
Looks like you got some sun, so good. It's interesting right now. Let's talk about the general equities market here. What are you seeing? What are the stocks seeing? It keeps on ripping higher, but it's like there's somewhat of a disbelief out there. What are you seeing?
Yeah, we touched on that a couple of weeks ago, and a few indicators that were pointing to the end of this bull run, and not the end of the bull market, I don't think so, but the end of the run that we've had for several months simply got too expensive, and we were expecting a rotation, and that's exactly what's going on. So actually, I could profit on that. People are joking that it's not S&P 500 anymore, it's S&P 493. If you take away seven Nasdaq big technology companies that are incredibly overvalued, and as I always say, there's nothing wrong with those companies, but there's something wrong with those stocks because it's just they're stupid expensive. And a lot of the other 493, not all of them obviously, but were fairly valued. Or some of them over, some of them under. But if you take away those seven, the market is just slightly overvalued. But if you take the 500, that is way too expensive. I mean, we get to the point, it's similar to 1999, 2000. So just based on any metric, any valuations, and the interest rates are not as cheap as they were. So we're dealing with a 5%, and that. I think the Wall Street started to realize that it's a little bit too much, and that's what we're seeing at the moment. The interesting thing is, have you seen what happened to the small caps? The small caps were absolutely dormant for years and underperforming, and that incredible run the last 2 weeks, just all the money were going coming out of the top seven stocks or Nasdaq in general. And going into small caps and going into industrial materials and so on. You saw how the Dow performed really well, got to the all-time highs. Small caps, incredible rally, while Nasdaq is down, right? And I think it's going to continue, not every day, but I think that theme will continue. And then
I have a question about that. Is that, and you might have already answered that, is that simply a rotation or is that a new trend?
I think it's rotation that will be lasting for the time being. Also, you see the economic reports that make clearly showing that the economy is slowing down. I'm not going to predict a recession because I did this a year ago and I was simply wrong. I don't know if it's going to go all the way to negative GDP or not, but the slowdown is there. And the slowdown, together with overvalued stock market, felt a correction to me. Not a bear market yet, unless something bad is going to happen. But I believe that Nasdaq will suffer. Some of the stocks will do all right, but I think we're ready for a correction. I can show you a couple of charts.
Yeah, show me the charts, what you're looking at.
You see right now.
I do.
Okay, yeah. So this is one of the websites that shows the VIX, or the VIX itself, which is a 1652, and the futures, VIX futures curve. You can see that blue line. So it's down month. And usually we see a normal contango meaning futures are higher and higher. And usually above the VIX, what we have right now, and we are backwardating for August and September, so these futures are lower. And that is normally a bearish sign. It's saying that the volatility that went to 16 and a half is not just a 1 or 2 day thing. So we should expect slightly higher volatility. That's one of the things that is concerning for the market, and that's a bearish sign. That's one of the indicators that is very useful to follow.
Got it. So you're just seeing the volatility index is going up, so we should get some drop in stock prices.
In stock prices, yeah. I'm not saying about Monday or Tuesday, we'll probably bounce because we've had three bad days in a row. But I'm in the mode of selling rallies right now instead of buying the dips. Again, not projecting any disasters or better markets, at least yet. But the internals were weak, as I mentioned. The rally the last 2 months were primarily based on a few stocks. Now the small caps are doing great. So the internals improved a little bit. But overall, I'm expecting more of a correction. So any rally, anytime, if you're a trader, especially a short-term trader, you see a couple of days, I think it's a bit short, yeah. Into the market. If the S&P tries to go to all-time high, I'll short it again.
You'll short it. Got it. Okay, yeah. What does this mean for commodities? Because oil's been really had a good run here in the last couple of weeks, and so has gold. So, I mean, commodities in general, the metals, the precious metals, as well as crude, they've done really quite well. So talk to me about that, and how does this fit in your thesis of a market, potential market sell-off, and maybe a recession?
As far as gold is concerned, I see nothing wrong. So you and I have been bullish. It's still doing really well. It just maybe corrects a little bit, but it's still out there. I see no reason for it to go down much. So stay the course. In other words, I'm not trading just long gold. I'm not trading it at the moment, just staying the course. Obviously there's some uncertainty about the elections now and things like that. Biden just went. It's good for gold. That uncertainty is good for gold. On the other hand, the crude oil, which had a very good rally, and I was expecting, and as I always say, not always, but the last few months, that I'm more interested in energy equities, energy stocks, XLE, XRP, you know, those ETFs and individual stocks. They did not participate in this crude oil rally. I mean, they went up a little bit, but they didn't really. And that is kind of a sell signal for crude. So it's slightly bearish, not long term, but slightly bearish. Another thing is, I mean, it's slightly political from a political standpoint. That if Trump is president, he's going to help energy independence. And that's what part of his speech, and that's what your Republicans usually do. So there will be fewer regulations, and you know, drill baby drill might come to fruition again, which is good for the economy and good for a lot of things, but it might be bearish for crude oil. Because we'll have less regulations and so on and so forth. So we might have a correction in crude oil. That's the way I'm looking at it. Another thing from geopolitical standpoint is think about it. We had, still have two wars. I mean, the one, Russia, Ukraine, and obviously Russia, major supply of oil. And we have Israel war. In a region where, you know, associated with crude oil, and crude didn't go to 100. So, and if those wars will resolve and end, which I'm anticipating, not tomorrow, but within hopefully several months, or within a year, that's going to put pressure on crude oil as well. So what I'm thinking, I don't have a position in crude, but I'm still heavily long energy stock, as I mentioned, those ETFs. So I think the stocks are going to do well because of the rotation and because they're cheap, they're just underpriced. But the commodity itself, I'm kind of bearish. So it could be an interesting trade where you can buy XLE and short USO. Remember we talked about bears trading market neutral. I think that's a trade that I like at the moment. So crude oil, I'm on the fast. gold, I think it's fine.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think that oil has some headwinds, not only what we talked about with the slowing economy, geopolitical events, hopefully, and we're praying that they resolve, if you would. And then Trump, and assuming that this is, again, I don't really have a dog in this fight here. I guess I do.
It looks more likely.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think it would be better for the country if Trump was elected, but I mean that like he hates drill, baby, drill. So just, again, thinking of putting on a trader's hat here, I think that I'm not, and you can certainly be bearish, I don't, and slightly bearish, to paraphrase what you said, I would say I'd be coming from bullish to neutral, if you would.
Yeah, but more like that approach, not like, you know, I'm not shorting crude oil, but yeah. I'm very confident.
I'd be very cautious here. The equities, though, still look very attractive, especially if we have a continued rotation. I would buy, correct me if I'm wrong, I would buy those on weekends.
Yeah, exactly. So, and we'll see if the economy is slowing down, that, you know, if S&P, the stock market is correcting, it'll take energy equities down with it. So,
yeah.
But not as much as Nasdaq. So I would say that any weakness is a good buying opportunity. Just like in the overall stock market, any strength is a shorting opportunity. Energy equities the other way around. You see weakness, you see sell off of 2-3 days or something like that, buying.
Got it. So let's give a projection from now, and this is tricky, but from now into the end of the year. And again, there are so many wild cards. You have elections, for crying out loud, we had an assassination attempt. We have geopolitical events, incredibly impacting, impossible to predict any of this stuff. But give me your thoughts from now until the end of the year. What should traders, investors look for, and what spots should they look for?
I believe that we'll end the year about at the same level or slightly lower, unless we're in a severe recession. That's too early to predict. I think we've had a great run as far as the stock market is concerned. I think it's coming to the end. Again, not necessarily the end of the bull market, but the end of that run. I think it'll be a more of a trader's environment than investment environment. So you see, I mean, if you're bullish, you see sell-offs, okay, buying. Like I said, I'll be short in the rallies, more of a short-term type of trading. We could end up at the end of the year or around election, let's say this way, right after election, I think at the same level, is slightly lower in the stock market, maybe crude oil as well. And gold should hold out well. And particular Nasdaq, love those companies, but I hate the stock.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's just, you don't touch in the short term or something. I mean, they cannot go on forever. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with you. And also to my own 2 cents, not only what you said, but also I think it's going to be a stock picker's market, meaning cheap companies that are good, not just cheap and not just good companies. They need to be cheap and good. Will do well over the next 6 to 18 months, but it's going to be a stock picker's market. I think those will significantly outperform the indexes, or if you would, the sectors in the indexes.
I absolutely agree with you, 100%. And it's good for traders, it's good for people who do their research, not just momentum, you know, just put the money in the stock market and go to sleep. It will require research, some work, but it's good. So it's not like everything is a one-way train that goes either up or down. It's excellent. Excellent for trading, excellent for neutral strategies, excellent option strategies, and just, you know, short-term trading. So that's the stock picker's market, usually the best for active traders. I love it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Dennis, and we'll see you again next week.
Always, Andy. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.